We are learning Masechta Subis, Daf Chof Amad Aleph, and we are beginning again from Yotes Amad Beis. We'll start again quickly from the Gemara on the bottom of the Amad. It says that if you have a shtar that's Mekuyim, and it's Mekuyim from a shtar that had an error on it, and they wrote a hempik, which means they certified the shtar, and they compared the two shtaras, and now we have a shtar came in front of us now that we compared to the other signatures, so we know it's Mekuyim. So the halach is then ain elu namanim. V'm yesh edim, it says like 5 lines of the Bible, Tesam Beis. Yesh edim shiksav yadam huzeh, oy shah yiksav yadam yitzim akum acher, mishtar shakar lov erev, huksu bezin. Ain elu namanim. The two edim would come walking now and say that by the way, those edim were katanim or psulim. They're not neman. Because you have a shtar, it's certified, and the two people will come and say they were katanim and not neman. You use that star as a star ma'aliyah. You have two edim saying they're katanim. You use it as a regular star. There's two against two. Two edim, which are the star, are saying that Reuven owes Shimon money. And the other two are saying, no, that those edim are psulim. They're only money. So it's a trey a trey. Why do you collect with the star? It says, it sounds like you use the star to collect with it. That you'll see from here that chasha tchilas azama. We'll explain this in a second. Just like you can't do edim zaymim, you can't do only with neyam. You have to do in front of the edim because, like Rashi says who bevalav. Anytime you give a person an oinish, you have to do it in front of the bailim. So by edim zaymim, you want to give the edim zaymimim an oinish that kasha zamam. So you have to do the edim in front of them. Two edim say himano yisim has to say it in front of those two edim. The same thing when it comes to hachasha, it has to be with neyam. Now, so what's Rav Sheshes, the words he's saying? That Chosha is the beginning of a Hazama, and therefore it has to be a flame. So Shrekat is that HaChosha Tchilas Hazama, here there's no Hazama going on over here. They're saying they were Ketanim Ninu. They're not saying Hazama. So what Shrek is to Edom Zayim over here? So the Ritva says that it's a borrowed term, HaChosha Tchilas Hazama, and the Ritva says it's just that it's Doimet HaHazama. Chosha is similar to Hazama. Hazama is Edom Zayim, HaChosha is similar to that. Therefore, Rav Sheshes holds it needs Bifneim. Only Rav Nachman says, it's not true. First of all, Rav Nachman argues in the whole dimension. It's not Daimon to Hazama. It's only Shaykh to Hazama. HaKosh is not Hazama. And then he says, I'll bring you a little raya also. Ilu hava kamon, umachishin lehu, hava HaKosh, v'loy hava meshkechinim behu, to have the edus mecheshes. If the edim would be in front of us, and we would say, you guys were ketanim, then you wouldn't listen to the edim. It would be edus mecheshes. Hasha lesnu, now they're not here, it's any better. They love the come on, they'll be in front of us, they'll have a maidilu. Maybe they would have been maidah that they were katanim. So of course that Yemehemni. That madach, if they be in front of us, if they're sure, if they're not in front of us, then Emma. That's the same, because if they were in front of us, there's even a bigger chance that there would be Nema that they katanim, the two edim that come. But like upon him, there's no such thing as a chos tchilas hazama. Rav Nachman was arguing. He's arguing the whole idea that there's no thing that has to be in front of him. There's no such thing. And if he says, if two edim come and say that you two were ketanim, it's called trey a trey. So Elam Rav Nachman. So the Rav Sheshes was saying is that the trey a trey has to be in front of the baal din. Rav Nachman was saying it's not true. It's enough to be in front of the baal din because it's not a hazama. He's not giving the guy an inish. You're contradicting the edim. And he says, If they were in front of us, it would be a contradiction. So of course, if they're not in front of us, it's a contradiction. So you don't have to do a contradiction. The guy doesn't have to be in front of us. That of course it's a contradiction if it's not in front of us. Rav Nachman uki trei lahadi trei uki one of mecheses mare. So Rav Nachman says no, that it's a trei. You're right, and your taka don't collect the star. What does it mean, ain't elu nemanim? It said before that if we have a star, two edim say they're ketanim, they're not neman. What do you mean they're not neman? We're saying you don't use the star. So Rashi speaks out, with the ketani, Rashi did masva uki. Rashi says, with the ketani bebrai say nemanim, lo yidila have a star ma'alya, it doesn't mean you use a star. Elod loy karina lay, you don't rip it up. And what's the afkamina? V'tofes midi, if someone grabs something and then the guy wants it back, you say uki money becheskase because it's not a false star. It's just you don't rip it up. Ain't elu nemanim to passel the star, but avada it changes the edus and the one they can't say edus. So that's what it says. Mar says, Midi, the Hava Nichsi Varshatya. Where do you find this idea that by Treya you go by Sacheskas Mammon? What do you see, Shathing? But in the Chosim of Varshatya, Varshatya was a person who sometimes was sane, sometimes he was normal, and sometimes he was not normal. So the Varshatya Zoven Nichsi, he sold his properties. Also by Treva, Omar, because he was Shaita Zoven. Then later on he had Charat. So he brought to Aden to say that he was a Shaita when he sold it. He wasn't doing what he was doing. And two other of them said, no, he was sane, he was normal when he sold it. So now we have here a steer, a tray. Rav Ashi, Uka Trey Lahadi Trey, Vukimani Vecheskis Barshati. Barshati keeps his property. Why? Because it comes to Karka, you go by Secheskis Mari Kamam. By Metalflin, whoever's holding on to it is called the Muksik. By Karka, there's no such thing as holding on to Karka. You can't hold on to Karka. So there, what's called the Muksik? The Mari Kamam. Whoever we know for sure was the original owner. So here, we put up a ches barshatya. It's only if barshatya already has this property in his family already. He has a chazaka from his father. But he bought it himself. Then Amrinon, he bought it when it was shaita, and he sold it when it was shaita. That means if he's the one himself who bought it, so there's no cheskes mari ready, because that's what we're handling over here. Is he a shaita or not? So we'll say the same level that he bought it, he sold it, and therefore it will not be called a chazak. It's only chazak if it's in his family for a while. So that's what comes out over here. We're saying that really it's a trey or trey. We go, what's cheskes mari? What? In that case,
yeah.
Whoever's sitting on the karka will get it then. Whoever's sitting on it will get it. No, definitely not that. No. It'll be the guy who bought it now. It works, whatever. He's saying that guy's masking, the other guy's masking that he sold it, so it's not, he's not fighting for it, so why should he get it?
What? So if he's masking when he bought it,
mm-hmm.
Then why can he sell it? Why isn't the same case?
Mm-hmm. What?
If he's masking that it was bought.
Right.
The original.
Right.
Why
isn't it
the same case?
Why being
the chazaka that he owned it prior?
Then
his father owned it, I mean. Why
being
the chazaka
that
his father owned it?
No, if it's chazaka, then if he wants to keep it, he needs a chazaka, that's his, that's all. If the only way he got it is through his own devices, so he's the same much baradas when he bought it, when he sold it. So it's the same thing. It's like it's a bad example, but just like when a cheresh gets married, he could get married with being cheresh and divorce when he's being cheresh, because just like his nichnas b'remez, his mitzvah remez. Same thing here. If he bought it when he started, he could sell it when he started. It's a good mechira. Whatever, it's like Rashi speaks out that here, Sarash says, "Ela chazaka d'rav sheish shekanon hu v'huchs gubiyada ki kniyasa ikach mechirasa ve'ein chaskasu chazaka levatal mechirasa." His chazaka is not enough to vatal the mechira, and it'll be a good mechira. Because even on the side that he's a shaita, it's a good mechira because he bought it when he's a shaita. Agapodim, that's what comes out by Barshati. Amra b'vo, im ezim is edim al fneim. Like we learned before, hazama has to be dafka in front of the two edim. Umachishim is edim shloy b'fneim. And Achosha is even not in front of the Edom. And Hazamah Shloi B'fneihem, Vizidu Hazamah Shloi B'fneihem, means that two Edom walked in and said a certain story, they left, and two other Edom said, by the way, those two Edom were with us. So the Hida Hazamah Lehav, it's not a Hazamah, Rashi says, not enough of Hazamah Lo'insham, Lo'nefesh, Lo'mamoin, but Achosha Mi'ava. It is Achosha, and it's not a good Edis. That much not. It's not a good Edis, but it just you don't get an Einish of Kasha Zamam. But the Edis is taka bottle, and the Rivash speaks out that here it's even better than regular chasha. It's not a tray. It's even bottle, because there, the second Edim aren't saying just a contradiction. They're saying the Amanu Hayisem, so they're believed. Just the Gabi, the Oynish, to get the Oynish Kasha Zomam, that has to be in front of them. That has to be in front of them. Zog to Gemara, Omamar, Miesh Edim Shiksav Yad Muzeh. So we have before that brought the whole Sugya tray, that if the star could be certified from somewhere else besides the two Edom walking in, then the halach is, all it is a trey a trey. If it's only certified are the Edom walking in, so they have a pesh asa. They're being mekayim the shtar, and they're saying they were ktanim, they were two ktanim. Then they're believed. But if it's certified from somewhere else, and two Edom walk in, say the ktanim is a trey a trey. So it says, how was it certified? Omar, mish Edom shav yodim muzeh, oy shav yodim yoytzim malkam acher, Mishtar Shakara love error, Voksubazin, Ain Amanim, that says that if there's Edim that these two signatures are those Edim, or you have signatures from a different star that an error was Karolov and it was Hoksik of Bezdin, then Ein Emanim. So the word makes the Karolov error in it. Loi Karolov loi. It's mashma only if the star had an error on it, so then the Kiyim is enough of a Kiyim. But if not, not. And it's mashma and Rashi that even if you have a different star, it's Mekuyim. But if there's never an error on the star, then Bezdin could be did not look into it good enough. But if you have a star that had a tumult about it, and still Adam said, no, it's true, so we know it looked in it well, those signatures are considered good signatures to compare to our signatures over here. We only use to Mekayim a star, another star that was an ir on it and was Huxik Bezdin. But Stam a star that has a Kiyim is not enough. Amrin Adoy. That there is a case, this is the way that Rosh learns, that there is a case where you can use a star to certify this star, even though that star did not have rumors on it. Eim mekayim es star al mishtei ksubos, if you have two ksubos, al mishtei sadas, or two star mechiras, two contracts for fields, then, v'ush achim baleim gimel shalom uvashufi, and they stayed in it 3 years, v'ad ani macha, so either those ksubos, or those two sadas, that could be used as comparison, to be certified a star. The Medim always said you have to have an error, but if you have two ksubois, or two contracts, the star mechira, it works. Only if that star is in someone else's hands. If it's the guy who's bringing the star, has the other two stars in his own hand, loy, because he could have copied it. He could forge the signatures, copy those signatures, and takas the achanabi. Even someone else maybe forged it. Maybe he saw it by someone else, and he forged it. What's the difference? His or by someone else? Dilma ozel, takas the achanabi, dilma ozel v'chazo, he went and saw it, v'osu v'zayif, and he did a ziv. So the Gemara says, no. Kuli hai lemotzi mechaven. He can't, if it's in someone else's hands, he can't do such a good ziv. He has to spend hours on it. So he needs it in his own possession in order to do a good Ziyuf on this star. Tana Rabbanan. Koisif Odom Edusa Yal Ashtar. We're talking about now Edus. We know that when you say Edus, you have to say it from memory. You can't read Edus off a Ksav, and you can't mail in a Ksav to Edus. But the Gemara doesn't say is that I could use a star to remind myself. That if someone saw something, you know, in 2015, and he writes it down, and the Edus comes 2022, he let him look at his paper. And we'll see exactly what that means. And he can use it to say Edus even after a lot of years. He has to remember it without, so Rashi learns to be like this, without looking at the star, he really remembers some of the details. He just has to look at the star to remind himself more of the details. But he remembers the story. He just doesn't remember every single detail, so he wants to look at the star to remember all the notes he wrote on that story. That's a good edus. Even if he remembers nothing, but he looks at the ksav and now it comes back to him, then that's fine. That means, of course, it has to come back to him now. But he can use the star for juggling his whole memory. Amar Rabba. Let's say you have two Edim who saw a story, they know Edis. And one of them forgot. One of them can remind the other one. Just is not worse than a star. As long as you can remind someone Edis, and now he remembers it, it's a good Edis according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says you can use a star to remind yourself. And Rabbi is saying, even another Ed could also remind you. The Shaila is, what about Atzmaimai? What about Baldin himself? You have a Baldin who lent someone money, he lent Reuven $100,000, and he knows, he said it didn't front to Edom. He walks up to the Edom said, I remember. He says, yeah, remember, he was standing over there, and he jogs the memory, and they remember. Is that good or not? Maybe you say, he's a negev, he can't do that. Atzmai my, Rav Chaviva Amar, Phil Atzmai also could be maskiroi. Ma'abred Rav Ashi Amar, Atzmai loy. He says that he cannot remind him himself. That's the negev davar. The Hilchos Samui Paskin Atzmeloi Paskin Shulchan Aruch that Atzmeloi you cannot he himself the Baldov himself is not allowed to remind the Edim about the Edis. But there's an exception to the rule. It's happened to Amen. There's an exception to the rule. The Eid Shuvah Midrabanon if the Eid is a Talmud Chacham I feel Atzmoi then even if the Baldin reminds him he could say Eidus. Why? Rashi explains. Because a Talmud Chacham, if not that he taka remembered himself, he would not be Soymech on a Sofik to say Eidus. And he is not getting fooled by the Baldin. And if he says he remembers the Eidus, he is Nema. And the Gemara brings a Maisa to show, Ki Hodor Rav Ashi, have a Yodel Eber Sadush Rav Kana. Rav Ashi knew some certain Eidus for Rav Kana. Omalei, Midoch Amaya Sadusa, Omalei Loi. So Rav Kana asked Rav Ashi, you don't remember that Eidus? I need you for aid. You don't remember? He says, no. Omalei, Loi. V'lav Hocha Ava. So Rav Kana says, wasn't it like this in the story? Omalei Loi Dan, I don't remember. L'soif Itka Rav Ashi. The Maisa, at the end of the day, Rav Ashi remembered. He came back to him. Asid Loi. He said, Eidus. For Rav Kana, Chazir Rav Kahana, the Mechassim. Rav Kana was a little nervous about it. He was not, you know, what do you do? Rav Ashi's coming now. I spoke to Rav Ashi. He didn't remember it. He got nervous now. Omalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, Mi Savas Alecha Kosimichna? Think I'm Yisemich on you? I know who the Ramoy Anav Shoyi Itkri. I concentrated a lot, and now I remember myself. And that's why I'm saying it. So, that's what we're learning here, that Sovereign Rabbanon is exception to the rule. A Sovereign Rabbanon, If he remembers, then that is enough to be called a good Eidus. But if it's someone else, then Atzmoy is not allowed to remind the person about this Eidus. That's what comes out. And in Shulchan Aruch, we talk about Paschim like these halachas. In Simcha Ches, it says that Sifidal, V'cheinim nisko dova de achar sheskiru loy. If someone else reminds you, Yochel lahed, afilo ya mazkir eid hasheni. Avul ma baldin atzmei meskiroi v'nisker lo yeid. But baldin atzmei does it? No. V'ma eid hamad chacham af ima baldin ba atzmei meskiroi shapadami shevadai iloi hava nisker lo yeid. That's Losh Shulchan Aruch. He would not have said meid. And that's what we're asking, that if it's a Talmud Chacham, then you could trust him and he could say eidus. Hey,